This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, June 2. In Squiz Kids Today, ski fields open as snow falls, Las Vegas bans Elvis, Nadal's epic French Open win, and the Megalodon versus Great White Shark food fight. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
If your idea of fun is strapping on a pair of skis and shussing down a blue run on some freshly fallen snow, then you're in luck, as the polar blast that has swept the southeast of Australia has dumped so much snow on the Australian Alps that the ski resorts there are opening a week early. Perisher in New South Wales and Mount Buller in Victoria are among ski resorts that will bring forward the opening of ski lifts to this weekend after the first day of winter exceeded expectations weather-wise and saw temperatures in the mountains sink well below freezing. Snow also fell yesterday morning on the New South Wales Central Tablelands, with regional centres like Bathurst and Orange copping a dusting of snow, with the feels-like temperatures there dropping as low as minus 8 degrees. Holy Ugg boots! Meanwhile, winds of up to 100 kilometres an hour lashed parts of New South Wales yesterday, prompting the Bureau of Meteorology, which is the agency that predicts our weather, to issue severe weather warnings up and down the east coast. It all follows news of a mini tornado tearing through Adelaide on Monday and a small earthquake shaking the residents of North Brisbane on Tuesday. The world's gone mad.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Las Vegas, in the United States, where Elvis-themed weddings are under threat. What's an Elvis-themed wedding? Well, weird though this might sound, in Las Vegas, a city in the desert of Nevada, famous for its casinos, there are lots of places you can get married at the drop of a hat. Don't ask, it's a thing. And lots of those places have Elvis impersonators who will sing at your wedding, or even help you with your wedding vows. Again, don't ask, it's also a thing. Elvis was the first ever pop star, hugely popular in the 1950s and 1960s, and still popular among people your grandparents' age. There's a big Hollywood movie about him coming out later this month. Now, the company that controls how Elvis's name and image is used has ordered wedding chapels in Vegas to stop using Elvis impersonators in their ceremonies, which will definitely impact a lot of businesses there, plus a lot of people who want to get married by Elvis. And here I could throw in a bunch of lame dad jokes like, "They'll be lonesome tonight," or "They'll be all shook up," but none of you will get them, so I won't. Oh, hang on.
Time.
It was only a quarter final, but the tennis match yesterday at the French Open in Paris between Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic was nevertheless epic. It went to four sets, included a cliffhanger of a tiebreaker at the end, and concluded with Nadal triumphing over his longtime rival. But it's in the numbers that you truly appreciate the scale of Nadal's achievement. In the 17 years Nadal has been playing professional tennis, it's the 59th time he's played Djokovic. The match yesterday went for 4 hours and 11 minutes and didn't finish until 1:15 in the morning. I bet they both slept well. Nadal, who is playing with a dodgy ankle and only recently recovered from a rib injury, advances now to the semi-finals, where he'll face off against Germany's Alexander Zverev in the hope of winning his 14th French Open. Yep, he's won that tournament 13 times already. Amazing.
Animal Kingdom.
Okay, so what do you picture when I say food fight? I'm betting that whatever you're seeing in your mind's eye, it's not a great white shark fighting for food against an even bigger predator, the prehistoric megalodon. You know the megalodon, right? It was one of the biggest carnivores ever to live. It grew to at least 14 meters long, and it terrorized the oceans for about 20 million years. New research suggests that one reason the megalodon finally went extinct may have been because great white sharks evolved and started stealing megalodon's food. Now, how on earth could scientists figure that out more than 2.5 million years later? Well, they analysed the tooth enamel from fossils and modern-day species and found that great whites and megalodons were both chowing down on seals and whales. Megalodon is thought to have needed 1,000 kilograms of food every day to survive. So a new species on the same diet could well have created trouble for it. Just because they both ate the same thing, of course, doesn't prove that great whites ate megalodons out of existence, but who doesn't love the idea of a prehistoric food fight? Oh, that's the classroom companion clarion. If your teacher is a Squiz Kids for School subscriber, you're going to get to learn more about megalodon today and also work with prefixes. Our resident educator, Amanda, believes in using the news to teach the curriculum, so every day she creates differentiated language and literacy activities connected to this very podcast. Get into a free 30-day trial today. There's a link in your episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the city in the United States where you can get married by Elvis? That's right, it's Las Vegas. Question number two. Name the Spanish tennis ace who beat Novak Djokovic to advance to the French Open semifinals. Yeah, that's right, it's Rafael Nadal. Question number three. What's the name of the dinosaur that researchers believe got into a food fight with the great white shark? Yeah, that's right, it was the megalodon.
Shoutouts.
It's June 2. Aussie cricketer Steve Smith's birthday and also the birthday of kids author Anne Doe. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Andrew from Vermont South, Key from Forest Lake, Aidan from Engadine, Ella from Cannon Hill, Jack from Middle Cove, Ashton from Ashmont, Lily from Currumbin and Harry from Stanmore. And belated birthday shout-outs today go to Miles from Balmain East and Ayan from Adelaide. And today's classroom shout-outs go to Class 5-6A and their class dog Archie at Barinba Public School in Yass. Class 6D and Miss Dury at Tellera Public School. Class 4 Blue and 4 Gold with Miss Erskine and Miss Wilson at St. Brendan's Catholic Primary School in Bankstown. And lastly, to Years 5 and 6 at Harrington Public School in Cabramatta. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you'll want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.